Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast, and this is my reaction to the 2-each draw away with Aberdeen in the Premiership tonight. Where do you start with that second half? It was an absolute shit show. It was a calamity from every single player, and I think Gerrard really needs to carry the can as well for this one, because his lack of ability to change it in the second half was ultimately what cost us. And I don't think it's even the result tonight that really annoys me. It's the fact that we were absolutely cruising in the first 30, 35 minutes. We were all over them, but there was only one team in it. We should have been about 3 or 4 up at that point. We were outstanding in that first half, up until round about the 38th minute. And then two calamities in defence, and then the inability to change in the second half from the manager is really what's cost us tonight. And, you know, now 2 points down. It's really baffling. And once again, it's the defensive blunders that have cost us goals. I wouldn't be so bothered if it was a case of, you know, we got beat by some good play or a free kick or a set piece or something like that. It's just defensive mistakes once again. There's a common theme that's going here. The two regulars in defence is Goldson and Tavernier. And then the other centre-back and the left-back is chop and change all around them two for some reason. And both of them two, I'm trying not to single players out tonight because they were all shit in the second half, but the defensive blunders all really stem from Goldson and Tavernier every single time. I don't know what else to say other than one or both of them need dropped. And you know Tavernier's never going to get dropped because he's the captain, so something that needs to change in that defence, because, you know, you can't really count the Hearts game because we weren't tested at all. But that's that game, and the two other games before that, we've been diabolical on defence and we've lost goals through absolute calamities. Granted, Aberdeen got the break of the ball for their goals, but sometimes, you know, that's what happens and you need to be aware of that. But anyway, as I said, in the first half, we were outstanding for the first 30, 35 minutes. There was only one team in it, and we went a goal ahead on the 17th minute with Arfield getting a goal. Aribo got the ball after being alert on the right-hand side, robbed the defender, drives it forward towards the centre, passes wide right to Tavernier, who had a great first-time cross on the deck, and in a first-time dink by Arfield into the bottom left corner. Great all-round goal. And then it was on the 29th minute where we went 2-0 up with Ryan Jack scoring. Kent intercepted the ball in midfield. Great play from him. He drove the ball forward, passed to Morelos in the box on the right. Morelos had a shot. It was saved by the keeper, but the rebound spilled right into the path of Jack with a simple tap-in. So at this point, we were flying. There was only one team in it, and we could have went on and scored a barrel load. We never had too many clear-cut chances. That, again, was a disappointing thing. I was even saying to Dave on the WhatsApp, you know, go and get another goal, and then we can start to think about resting players for the game on Sunday. But we conspired to our own downfall, you know, because on the 38th minute, I would say it was more than anything, but I think it's been ruled as a goal for one of the Aberdeen players. But they had the break of the ball at the edge of your box. McGregor came charging out and dives at the feet of the attacker, misses the ball. I think he's escaped a lot of the criticism, because if he stays in his line or he allows the defence to maybe regroup, I know it was in the box, but if McGregor just stayed in his line, I don't think this goal would have happened. But anyway, it's not excusing the defence, because it was just calamitous between goals and Tavernier. The ball then deflected off Tavernier. I think he tried to put a block in, which kind of hit off his chest. And then Hollander kind of came off him. I think he was trying to kick the ball away, but it was too close to the goal and it went into the back of the net. So, you know, just calamitous defending there. And it was a real sucker, you know, just before half time as well. So disappointing going into half time, you know, 2-1. Should have been well out of sight by this time, but we gave them the chance and they came out the traps flying. You know, straight away they had it was last ditch defending on the 46th minute, and we managed to get the ball away. But on the 47th minute, they got their second goal. It was a throw in into our box. It was lobbed over our defence, finds the Aberdeen player who hit a shot, deflected off Hellander right in the path of the Aberdeen attacker at the back post, and it was a simple tap in. You know, again, calamitous defending, again a bit of the break of the ball, but you know, you've got to legislate for sometimes that might happen. You need to be switched on defence, and it should have never got to that place in the first time. You look at the goals we've lost over the past few games, it's been calamitous defending where defenders have been unwilling to put a proper challenge in, unwilling just to clear their lines. You know, clear your lines, that's one of the first things. If in doubt, boot it up the park, boot it out. They can't even do that. It seems to be a hesitation with the players. It's not good enough. But anyway, rest of the half, much of a muchness. We had some possession, they had some possession. I really, you know, I'll get into it when we do the next podcast, but, you know, they had a really good chance. I don't think we came really even close to scoring. There was a couple of free kicks. It was a good penalty claim, you know, it was certainly more than a good penalty claim. It should have been a penalty right on the line, which is classed as a penalty. I can't remember who was taken out now, but right in front of Beaton, and, you know, it was a free kick given. I don't understand Beaton once again. Several decisions where he allowed the Aberdeen players lit off, especially Cosgrove. He had about four or five bad challenges before he got booked. Several challenges by the Aberdeen players let go. Nothing given. Couldn't wait to book Arfield, mind you. You know, it was a yellow card offence, I think, but, you know, it was straight away. He was out with the yellow card when there was clearly other challenges like that. But the referees know the reason why we drew this game tonight. It was the lack, it was obviously the poor defending, and then the lack of changes. I really don't understand what Gerrard was thinking about tonight. It was clear we were going to get nothing from the game. Aberdeen, you know, you've got to give them credit in the second half because they came out the traps flying. They were honest like a dug eaten beetroot every time we got the ball, and they actually played a good game in the second half. But we never overcame that, and that was disappointing. We never had the... It didn't seem that we tactically changed anything. We certainly never made any subs until the 76th minute, where Arfield came off and Ojo came on. I just don't understand. You've got Stewart there. He played great as soon as he came on. There was fire in his belly when he came on at the weekend there. He scored two goals. Why not bring him on? Same, exact same position. Really, really don't understand. Ojo, there's obviously a contract issue with Ojo where he has to play because he's been largely shit. And, you know, granted, he won the ball to get us, I think it was the fifth goal at the weekend. But, you know, that was about the only thing he'd done. I don't understand why Stewart can't get a game. Really, really disappointing and poor. And then the last time, the only other change we made was on the 91st minute, and I think it was purely because we had a set piece to play the ball into the box where we brought Kent off and Katic on. A just nonsensical change once again. You want a target man? Well, you bring on him and bring on someone else. It should have been changed long ago. It was really, really poor from Gerrard. This is harking back to Gerrard of last season where he refused to make substitutions. I'll need to listen to his post-match because he's got to carry the can for this tonight as well, for not making changes sooner and, well, really making changes, to be honest. So, there was late drama in the Celtic game as well where... Hamilton equalised, but then, you know, up pops Celtic 2 seconds later and gets a winning goal. There's the difference between us and them. They play to 90 minutes, we don't. They can go a goal down and they can instantly get a goal back, we don't. I'm not going to overreact like I've seen on Twitter, I've seen on some Twitter already tonight. It's disappointing, yes, we've dropped 2 points, yes, but there's still a whole half season to go. They're going to drop points. I think that... It was a tough game tonight. Don't let anything, you know, change your mind about that one. It was tough going to Aberdeen on a Wednesday night. Celtic were playing at home against Hamilton and they scraped a last minute winner. It's going to be difficult. We can't have too many more results like tonight and performances like tonight. We need to be switched on every game. Not the worst result, not the best result, but it leaves me with the fear of that defence for Sunday, because if certainly something doesn't change, we will get annihilated, I think. And maybe it's a blessing tonight. That's all I can maybe take out. That's probably the only positive I can take out of that. It might put a wee bit of more fire in the bellies. Not that they should need any, but it might put a bit of fire in the bellies of the team, just to say, listen, we got a shocker result. We played badly. We played shocking in that second half. We need to go out and prove ourselves all over again. So Dave and I will get more in depth into this game and the previous three games as well, because we are recording our next podcast tomorrow morning. So that should be out early tomorrow afternoon or late tomorrow afternoon. But I'm sure the team... Well, I'm hoping the team will have a rocket up their arse for Sunday. So, thanks for listening and bye.